The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Well, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Life sure has a funny way of providing us some of those really odd moments in life, don't you think? We have one in our gospel lesson. I mean, those wonderful odd moments that you have in your lives, so often those become hand-me-down stories at your family reunions. I mean, just think of all those gatherings. I can think of my own family gatherings. When I come back, I know the top 10 stories my family will share. And really, most of the time, it's fun being a part of those odd moments in our lives. Unless perhaps it comes in the form of being in public in front of people you don't know. Those odd moments then can become some emotionally untroubling or unsettling times. But this is where our gospel lesson takes us this morning. It takes us to a public, odd moment that happened in worship. You see, often you'll hear me say, this is live worship. That's what we get for live worship, right? I mean, just like for our song, which is in place for the Kyrie, we're supposed to sing the verses, not the entire song, right? It's live worship. There's times mistakes happen. It's live worship. I mean, Andrea and I can prepare all the day long to make sure that we have our ducks in a row, but sometimes live worship just takes you by the horns and you're on for the ride. And it happened to Jesus. And every time I have this lesson that I have to preach on, I pray to God that this does not happen in our worship this Sunday. You see, Jesus was preaching in our teaching in the synagogue, which is another term for our sanctuary, right? This is a place where people gather for worship. When in the middle of Jesus' teaching, someone stands up in the crowd or in our pews and yells out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" And that accusation, "I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God." I mean, imagine that today. Well, I've never liked that saying, "I know who you are." Anybody ever come up to you and open up a conversation by saying, "I know who you are"? It always makes me nervous because I know they're going to share something embarrassing that happened to me following that stage or that statement, "I know who you are." But that didn't happen for Jesus this morning. That unclean spirit didn't go to Jesus, "I know who you are," and lift up an embarrassing moment. Instead, that unclean spirit shared a statement of faith. "I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God." You see, there's a lot of irony that is being played out in our gospel lesson this morning. The scribes and the religious leaders of Jesus' day really didn't understand or know who this Jesus guy is. Is he a human being? Is he God? Who is this? I mean, so it's here as Jesus was presenting in worship that we are told that the scribe said, "What is this, a new teaching that this guy in this synagogue right now, even the unclean spirits obey?" So they were shocked. But it is here with that unclean spirit that proclaimed to the synagogue that day that this is God's Son, the Holy One of God, when the scribes were lost. And in that worship service, Jesus turns to that man with the unclean spirit and he says, "Be silent, come out of him." You see, Jesus didn't silence the man. He silenced the spirit. And he said, "Come out of him." See, I don't know if I was you, but if this happened in our sanctuary this morning, I don't know how many of us would be so excited to come back next Sunday. Or maybe we would be full because things happen. But in our scripture this morning, Jesus is, the scribes look at Jesus and ask the question, who is this one that has authority? That they've never saw before someone having authority over unclean spirits in their time. You see, I teach a peer ministry class with our junior high and senior high, and we have this class session that really focuses on authoritative issues. And we really empower our kids in how you talk with people who are in authority. And I always ask them, who are the authority figures that you have in your life? And obviously they always say parents, our teachers, police, our judges. If they have a vocation or a job, they always say their boss. And I really think if I asked our adults that same question today, I think all of us as adults would say the same things. My parents, teachers, police, judges, my boss at work. Well, remember last Sunday when I talked about that there was a change in the voice and in the one leading God's mission. That it started out with John the Baptist, and that we saw this kind of the baton handing over to Jesus, that Jesus was now leading the ministry. And in essence, the authority figure changed. It was John the Baptist, now this authority figure is Jesus. Which got me thinking this week about when there's a change in authority. I mean, it's happening in our gospel lesson, and most of us in this sanctuary have experienced some kind of authority change. And often when we experience a power in authority, or a change in power, or a change in authority, I wonder if we often kind of take a stance like that unclean spirit that says this, what are you to do with us? Are you going to destroy us? I mean, the times in my life when I had a new boss, I kind of took that same stance of, what are you going to do with me? Are you going to fire me? Are you going to rewrite my job description? Are you going to move my position somewhere? We come with this kind of anxiety, don't we, as we face authority change. But the authority that Jesus was bringing was to overthrow the powers that destroy us. That's the authority Jesus was bringing. Not the authority to bring fear upon us, but this authority to bring about change about those that oppress us. Whether it's an unclean spirit, right? I mean, right here in the first chapters of Mark, we see Jesus releasing a man who spent years of torture with this unclean spirit upon his life. And it's in this first chapter of Mark where Jesus is trying to release humanity from the powers that oppress us, right? I mean, Jesus does not want us to be weighed down in this world. So we talk about authority figures, but I want to twist the question a little bit. What has authority on your life? What kind of authority has your life? Is it alcoholism? You'll see where I'm going. What kind of authority or unclean spirit has your life? Is it alcoholism? Is it a sexual abuse that you experienced in your life? Is it an illness? Is it a death that has kept your life constantly in mourning? What has authority over you right now? I mean, I don't know about you, but so often in this life, we don't talk about unclean spirits. We kind of have a different way of talking about things. But I really think those things that have authority over us can be unclean spirits. They can taint our spirits. I mean, what kind of spirit has overpowered you? Is it the authority of judgmentalism on your life? Is it loneliness? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? Is it the need to be heard? The need to be right? You see, there have been times in my life, and I suspect there's been times in your life as well, where Jesus could speak to something that is inside of me and say these very words, be silent and come out of him. And today I declare that we have that chance. As God's people, Jesus offers that chance in a worship service to say those very words to us. So today, whatever has you down in life, whatever has held you down, or whoever has held you down in this life, whatever authority has you pinned, today Jesus sets us free. Free from that pain, free from that suffering. And Jesus says, be silent. Be silent and come out of him. So be silent, spirit of prejudice. Be silent, spirit of depression and fear. Be silent, spirit of addiction. Be silent, the spirit that annihilates friendships and relationships and marriages. Be silent. You see, notice in our gospel lesson this morning that Jesus, in this moment of where this whole worship service was disrupted, notice that Jesus did not kick that man out. He didn't ask him to leave. Jesus invited his brokenness to be a part of the worship experience. And I wonder if churches around this country and around this world need to sit with this gospel lesson, to sit with this that is uncomfortable. I mean, as your pastor, I don't want this to happen in our worship service either. That's incredibly uncomfortable. And I've heard stories like this from my pastor friends where something happens in worship, where someone stands up and is angry and disrupts what is happening in worship, whether it was a baptism or during communion. This happens. But how can we as a community of faith be open to the brokenness that is in this world? To be open to the brokenness that this man carried in his life. You see, in the end, it was beautiful because Jesus took away his brokenness, and I wonder how much wholeness that man received. That this man was restored into the community. So all the unclean spirits that we carry, each and every one of us carry these unclean spirits in our lives. And because of our pride and because of our ego, we try to keep them at bay, but we cannot. But today, Jesus releases us. Today, we are no longer the victim, but today we can be the victors of the gospel, where we are restored vessels of our God. Let us pray. Oh, wonderful God, I want to thank you for calling each and every one of us to worship this morning. I want to thank you for your spirit that stirred within our hearts over the weekend to bring us to this place to hear about your love, to experience your grace. And God, only you know the demons and the spirits that we carry. God, we often carry them like baggage in our lives. So here today in this worship service, help us to find the strength to shed the spirits. Help us to come up for communion today and to leave our baggage at your feet. Help us to embrace your love. Help us to set free our brokenness. And help us to receive wholeness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.